Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Recent reports show that U.S. bank deposits have fallen for the first time since 2018. Our next guest says this indicates that the Federal Reserve's efforts to slow our economy are indeed working. Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. And we have him on the phone. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Mike. It's good to be with you today.
And so the economy is indeed slowing. You are seeing signs of this other than the U.S. bank deposits falling?
There's no doubt about it. There are other data showing up that, in a sense, are confirming that the Fed's effort to slow down the economy by raising interest rates is indeed having a real effect. We see that particularly in housing markets, which are always very sensitive to interest rate run-ups because you're talking about long-term debt. But housing starts are down, housing permits are down, the value of permits are going down, and this is for the nation as well as for South Carolina. We have some anomalous situations, though. While we've had negative GDP growth for the first 6 months, and we are apt to get very weak GDP growth for this next quarter, at the same time, personal income is still growing apace. And that's because people are receiving a lot of good benefits from the government.
Could it also be wage inflation?
Yes, there's definitely that. An attempt to get people to come to work or stay at work in a very competitive labor market, and that is definitely beginning to show up. But, Mike, another indicator of the effect of the slowdown is showing up in job openings, listing of new job openings in the national economy. That growth rate has become zero. We got to the point where there were almost two openings for every unemployed person. Well, that's going away. It's like a shock absorber, I think. That's the first thing that probably gives up as firms attempt to slow down.
And so what are our prospects for a soft landing being engineered by the Fed? Do we need to wait until significant drops in inflation occur?
I think it's going to be a long time. But some brave souls, Mike, are still referring to the return of a Goldilocks economy where everything is just right. But we need to remember the end of the story with Goldilocks. The three bears came home and scared hell out of her. And so right now we've got three bears that are affecting our economy. And until those bears go away, we are not going to see Goldilocks, I don't think. One of those bears is inflation and the Fed itself. Another is the Russia-Ukrainian war affecting energy markets worldwide. And a third bear is still COVID. Those COVID effects are still out there. There's still severe bottlenecks in the production of automobiles and trucks, for example. So we still got the three bears, and Goldilocks, I think, is nowhere to be found, probably for a year.
Well, any final predictions then on how high interest rates might be going before we find that Goldilocks economy?
Well, right now, after the Fed's last meeting, the rate they control or attempt to control is hitting at about 3.25%. My expectation is that when they meet again, and they'll meet in November, we'll probably see, I think, another 75 basis point increase. And that's going to nudge us on up into the 4% range. And I think we may see it as high as 4.25, 4.5 before the Fed gets done with hitting the brake pedal.
And that might push mortgage rates up a couple of percentage points as well?
Well, mortgage rates, I think, may have as much as one more percentage point. There is already resistance on demand side, and that sort of keeps the rate under control to some extent.
Well, Bruce, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and thanks for that update.
Always fun speaking with you, Mike. Thanks very much.
Bruce Yandel is the Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Sciences and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.